And fina is something that we hate, and it's going to be the main subject here. He brings it here and we say, aha, you know what, in fighting there are a lot of moments of fina, of wanting not to be here anymore. Yes.
It is all not supping we want, that thou shouldst turn up thy sleeve to sup it. It is not supping weak broth. Here I the sword. In this battle line one needs a hamza of iron. But fighting is not the business of any faint heart who runs away from a spectre like a spectre.
Okay, like a spectre, blah, 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 I read the Persian to you. Listen carefully. Kaurahan nazukhdiri nabvat qital ki gurizad az khiali chun khial. Khial is imagination. Khial is the third state of being. Remember, book one, page one. He said, listen, one third of your life, you are sleeping, you dream. And you don't pay attention to that. That's you. And the rest of it is that mainly you are in your imagination. Humanity is about imagination. If there is no imagination, what is the art? He said, but imagination even is not the end of the road. Non-existence is. We understand non-existence. We understand emptiness. We understand the void. We understand all of this stuff. Here, he says, let me talk about that khiyal. Because all you want to be a hero, it's imagination. In reality, you don't want to be, you cannot, but you imagine it. Look at it. Your vision is based on your imagination, it's not based on reality. This is all this paragraph was all about, right? One thing that, remember, you should understand where you are and what's your capacity. To claim the big stuff, you cannot. Yes?
This is the business of Turks, not of Tarkhan. Begone. Home is the place for Tarkhan. Go home.
Okay, then you should be familiar with the word Tarkhan. Tarkhan, what is Tarkhan? Nothing to you. Tark in Persian means to live something. Here he is playing with these words that there are two kinds of people. One are the Turks, that they are fighting and doing something. The other one are the Tark, mean the livers, the people who leave everything, who don't do anything, who cannot. The spoiled people who leave the scene when it is not good. He says, okay, here, compare these two. The Turks, they have to fight. The people who are Tark, they have to stay at home. You have to start something that you know what you're doing and you can do it. Not just imagining, okay, a lot of people, they say, it's good to meditate, so I meditate. They say it's good to do this, to do the prayers, so I do the prayers. No, those are not your business. Those will be your business when you know it, and when you know why you're doing it. A good fellow who is meditating, could this fellow meditate without knowing why he or she is meditating? You should know, you should be there, you know why you meditate. But just by imagination, imitating them, you will inflate your ego. You think that, okay, I'm one of them. This Sufi thought that, okay, I'm one of these warriors. No, you're not. The point is this. Here, we are not talking about you being a hero, coming out and doing something. We want you to be strong and do it inside, because the problem is there. The ego is there. You have to fight your ego. Be ready for it. Yes?
Story of Iyadi, may God have mercy on him, who had taken part in 70 campaigns against the infidels and had always fought with his breast bare in the hope that he might become a martyr. And how, despairing of that, he turned from the lesser warfare to the greater warfare and adopted the practice of seclusion. And
okay.
How...
Another kind of explanation. So, okay, that one, that was one example I gave you. Let me give you another example. Someone who is a warrior and he goes and fights and he doesn't even wear the armament because he doesn't care if he's killed. And he's not killed. Then what? All the stuff that I talked about, that warrior going to war, that's the little war.
Yeah.
We have two kinds of war. The littlest one and the greatest one. The little war is when you go to war like a soldier. The greatest war is what? When you fight yourself. This is difficult because you love yourself and you don't want to give up anything. You don't understand that if you don't give up anything, there is no place for something else. So you will remain the same Shazde or whatever. Yes.
Despairing of that, he turned from the lesser warfare to the greater warfare and adopted the practice of seclusion. And how he suddenly heard the drums of the holy warriors, and the fleshly soul within him urged him violently to take the field, and how he suspected his fleshly soul in desiring this.
That professional warrior, after all, he realized that, no, this is not it. And this is my ego who is tempting me to go out of there. It's my ego who is telling me that I have to correct the universe, change everyone, to correct people. Because it doesn't want me to think about me, fight myself, correct myself. Yes?
Iyadi said, 90 times I came unarmed, that perchance I might be wounded. I went unarmed to meet the arrows in order that I might receive a deep-seated arrow wound. None but a fortunate martyr attains unto receiving an arrow wound in the throat or any vital spot. No place in my body is without wounds.
No, wait a minute. None but the fortunate stuff. Did you hear what he said? He said, listen, in this fighting stuff, you have to be lucky to be accepted as a martyr. It's not just you go there and you kill yourself and you become martyr. No, you have to be worthy of that. Yes.
No place in my body is without wounds. This body of mine is like a sieve from arrows. But the arrows never hit a vital spot. This is a matter of luck, not of bravery or cunning. When martyrdom was not the lot of my spirit, I went immediately into seclusion and a 40 days fast. I threw myself into the greater warfare in practicing austerities and becoming lean. There reached my ear the sound of the drums of the holy warriors, for the hard-fighting army was on the march. My fleshly soul cried out to me from within. At morning tide, I heard with my sensuous ear, "Arise, 'tis time to fight. Go, devote thyself to fighting in the holy war." I answered, O wicked, perfidious soul, what hast thou to do with the desire to fight?
Ah. Okay. Did you hear this story? The guy was a fighter, he was a good fighter, and a lot of wounds, but he didn't die, and now he doesn't even like it. Just, I wish I could die, but it doesn't happen. He goes to war, blah, blah. Now, yes, the war had started. Suddenly he hears the ego inside that, yeah, let's go, let's fight. Did you pay attention to this question? Suddenly he questioned his ego that, wait a minute, you are not a fighter. How come that you provoked me to go to fight? Because ego is not a fighter. Yes?
He's translating nafs as soul here.
Pardon me?
Nicholson is translating nafs as soul.
Nafs. Yeah, it's nafs.
It says
Gof the main nafs khabisa bi wafa. That's it, the ego, yeah.
Tell the truth, O nafs, this is trickery. Else, the lustful nafs is quit of obedience. Unless thou tell the truth, I will attack thee. I will squeeze thee more painfully in maceration. Thereupon my nafs, mutually eloquent, cried out in guile from within me. Here thou art killing me daily. Thou art putting my spirit like the spirits of the infidels. No one is aware of my plight, how thou art killing me without sleep and food. In war, I should escape from the body at one stroke, and the people would see my manly valor and self-sacrifice.
Aha! Did you hear the logic? You're not a fighter. How come that you're provoking me to fight? The ego said, you don't get it, you stupid. Because here, you are meditating. Means you are pushing me, you are punishing me, and nobody is around. Me? I am born exhibitionist. I like it when you go in fighting and there is a one that everybody looks at and say, hey, look at the hero. I wanted to be the hero. That's why I'm sending you to war. Because over there, the show-off works. What is this show-off? Do you remember this show-off? Do you remember? Life. Life is full of show-off. The cheatings, all the males, they have some additional stuff like hairs, like beards, like tails, and the colors. To do what? To do the show-off and have sex. That's all the color, that's the trick with the flowers. All of the cheating. Here you say, I want to be seen. That's why I like you to go to fight. Not that I'm a warrior. The show off. Yes.
I replied, O wretched nafs, a hypocrite thou hast lived, and a hypocrite thou wilt die. What art thou? In both worlds thou hast been a hypocrite. In both worlds thou art such a worthless creature. I vowed that I would never put my head outside of seclusion, seeing that this body is alive, because everything that this body does in seclusion, it does with no regard to man or woman.
Aha, this is the point. I like to meditate and keep my privacy to do what? To punish these nafs show off, because I want to live. And this one? Life is not important for my ego. The judgment of the others, if they appreciate, if I could cheat everyone and everybody thinks that I'm a hero, I will be happy. What for? When I